tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week. What time? The time you've anxiously been awaiting, of course. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest, the most riveting, and obviously the most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, not just Atlanta Metro, in the world. Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, we are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160, better known as the Talk of the Town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at one of our three homes in Atlanta. It is Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway in beautiful Alpharetta, Georgia. For those of you in the metro Atlanta area, you know where Alpharetta is. For those of you who are from Germany, Israel, Dublin, and all the other countries that listen, we even have people in
Honduras,
and there's several others, 18 countries out there that listen. For those of you who take Atlanta, it's got a big spoke around it called 285, which is an interstate. Drive north, due north from downtown Atlanta, about 20 miles, and you come into the region of Alpharetta. That's where we're at. It's a beautiful day. Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, is proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Vidalia Onions at this time of the year by Schumann Produce. They're the leaders in Vidalia and Peruvian Sweet in the off seasons. As Chef Eric always says, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
There you go. See, even the audience is getting into it. They get it. You know, they remember. And by Whole Foods, where value matters. And if you haven't tried their 365 line, their generic label, I'm telling you, their generic label is better than a lot of the stuff you buy in the stores.
Absolutely.
That are major brands. But the beautiful thing is, they're none of the nasties, none of the preservatives, none of the nasty stuff in it. You get only the good quality and wholeness at prices less than you would pay on the normal shelf. Check it out. Whole Foods, where value matters. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, they are the home of the greatest, the portal to the world of cigars, the world of great cigars, the world of great selection, the world of friends you have yet to meet. It is your portal to the world of the true cigar experience. Cutter's Cigar Emporium, and also the home of the largest cigar festival in the Southeast and probably within the next 2 years in the country, because we have a venue that will grow to where we can take 12,000 and keep them comfortably seated. It is an awesome experience at the Verizon Amphitheater at Encore Park. This week, there's going to be Rush is going to be there. Last week, the guy from, who was just there? You guys went to see Kenny?
Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker was just there last week. I'm telling you, all the big bands, they all want to come to the Verizon Amphitheater, and we're going to be there for the great Southern Cigar Festival. Now, most of you will be sad to hear this. We are not doing a show from there because Chef Eric has not even been told this yet. I volunteered him because he and I will be doing the MC work all day at the event, and I volunteered him for that because no sense in not sharing the pain as well as the fun and the experience. But it'll be the biggest cigar event. It is absolutely incredible. Eric has lined up a beautiful Southern rock band to finish out the day. There's going to be an absolutely awesome Cuban band playing throughout the whole day. All of that, plus 35 vendors. Many of the cigar owners are going to be there. It's going to be a total event all day long. And Chef Eric, I know you are excited beyond belief about this event.
I am. Are you kidding me? Do you know that if you get the standard $150 ticket,
yeah,
you know you get 35 cigars with that?
You know, we put a number to it.
Is it 35?
Yeah, it's 35, but how about this? We put the figure to it. It's between $440, $450 in swag and between the nice backpack and the nice cigar cutter and lighter you get with that package, I mean, it's going to total out about $450 for a mere $150.
Amazing.
I mean, that is, Russ Sutton has done it. We call that affectionately as a Suttonian way. Great value for a great price with nothing but pure class. That's it. It is the Great Southern Cigar Festival. It will be next week, my friends, so I hope you're excited as we are. We will not be taping a show next week because we're going to be working our collective rear ends off, and Chef Eric, between you and I, that's a lot of rear end.
That's a bunch of rear end.
Yeah, there we go. And don't forget, if you're looking for that vacation experience, if you're looking for that one-time experience, if you're looking for that ultimate life-changing experience all wrapped into one neat package, Israel is a country to go to. It is absolute magnificence. The people are amazing. The food is extraordinary. Chef Eric, our official wine snob, beer snob, alcohol snob, was absolutely stunned. Food snob. Just snob in general. He was absolutely blown away by the wines of Israel.
It was.
And so if you love great wine, you're going to find some amazing wine. But you better drink it there because the biggest one only makes 500,000 bottles a year.
Right.
So
right, it's rare to find them here in the States, but I actually I picked up four a few weeks ago.
Why am I not surprised?
And they were excellent. So.
Well, put Israel on your list of the next experience. It is certainly worth it. Joining as he does each and every week, and this is what a true chef does. This is what a man does. This is why chefing is such a difficult business. Because no matter how you feel, no matter what's going on inside your body, it's showtime. And Chef Eric is battling an incredible migraine. So once again, you'll hear me picking on him quite a bit during this show because that is what I do when a man is in pain and misery. I am there to support him.
I appreciate that support. That's really fantastic. Thank you.
But today is also National Mint Julep Day.
Yes, it is.
And I know you didn't know that. So,
how appropriate. Because actually, I'm doing a recipe with mint in it. So
it's just so wrong. You haven't cooked with mint.
Huh?
You haven't cooked with mint in such a long time. Why did you choose today because it was National Mint Julep Day? Why did you know this? How do you know?
I know things.
How do you know this when I never know your recipes? See, this is what's wrong. But anyway, it's National Mint Julep Day, so we highly suggest that you go out and celebrate by having a nice mint julep today. And it's the summer. It's perfect time. I think the perfect time would have been doing the show during the Kentucky Derby. That would have been. And I'm sorry, I couldn't see through the sun there, sir. You've had one? Oh, that's two. Oh, two mint juleps. How did I know that? But anyway, Chef Eric, this is going to be an exciting show. And like I said, we're going to have a special guest with us a little later on in the show, Russ Sutton, the man, the mind, the genius behind the Southern Cigar Festival. And he's going to, kind of go over it. If you would like to see it, Chef Eric produced an absolutely amazing video. And if you go to southerncigarfestival.com, you can see the video and see the whole behind the scenes of where we're going to be. So if you haven't bought your ticket yet, you can check it out. Russ kind of set up beautifully the venue, so you get to see the whole venue. And Eric actually shot, produced, edited, and delivered in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that was miraculous. That was truly miraculous. But the kudos for the quality been quite a bit.
Appreciate that.
I wish they would have said something about the talent. They said Russ was great, and the video was great.
Well, you are always, of course. Well,
Yeah, it's hard for you to say, isn't it?
Mediocre.
Yes. Mediocre is a good adjective.
He rises to the level of mediocrity.
That's right.
That's a stretch for
him. And sometimes the level is very, very high. Well, anyway, my friends, when we come back, Chef Eric is going to be telling us his recipes, but we also want to remind you that during this holiday season, especially during the summer, it's very easy to sit on the beach, sip a few margaritas, sit at home, have parties and stuff, but just remember this, my friends. It is a time to think about what you're doing if you're driving, because it's so easy with the hot weather, the beautiful sun, all the things we have here in the South to imbibe. We ask that you take it easy or have a designated driver with you. It'll make the summertime experience that much greater because at the average of $15,000 for your first time DUI, it's also a lot cheaper. So use Uber. You've used Uber.
I love Uber.
You know, I've been talking to people that started using Uber. Man, they're going crazy over it.
Yeah, I use it all around the country, and it's very convenient.
And it's breaking into Europe now, too, so you'll be using it over there.
Yep.
But anyway, there's our cheap, shameless plug for Uber, our reminder to be careful and safe during the holiday season. But I hope you took time this last Memorial Day weekend. I hope you took a little time to remember what Memorial Day was all about. It's not just about the barbecue. It's about those cherished souls that have laid down their life so we could have the freedoms that we enjoy today. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. My friends, when we come back, Chef Eric's going to take it to the culinary streets of Alpharetta, Georgia, baby.